The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So I think what would be helpful as we try to, you know, do some analysis on where we're at in this election and beyond, let's get rid of the term low information voter. Now, we've heard it a lot over the last few years. It actually came from a book back in 1991. A guy named Samuel Popick coined it going into the Clinton Bush, that'd be H.W. Bush for you area Utes, election. And it got into things like the fact that Bill Clinton would go to McDonald's and get a, you know, burger and fries and whatever while he's out jogging, things like this that were made fun of and parodied at the time. But that connected with voters, and he tried to put it into kind of a, you know, social, political, philosophical, psychological thing to explain this phenomenon. My dad had a term for this too. He said most people vote for their party and then the rest of people just vote for who they'd rather see on their TV for the next 4 years for president. And while he's being a little bit glib, having taught social studies for the better part of 35 years, there's a little bit of truth to that. And it kind of goes to where this low information voter thing comes. Think of that very election, if you will. George H.W. Bush, whatever you thought of his politics, was probably one of the most qualified presidents we ever had. He was a war hero. He had ran the CIA. He had been vice president for 8 years. He'd been in Congress. He was very qualified as far as the job description, if you were going to do a CV for president, to be president. And he was the incumbent president. He was also old and elitist, a little bit out of touch. Remember the jug of milk thing? If you don't know what that is, go look it up. Made him look a little bad. And there was a bit of a culture and generational shift going on. He was, in effect, a third term of the Reagan administration. And people were ready for change. And Bill Clinton looked like the bright young thing coming out. He was folksy. He talked differently. And this was really the high point of TV news, where they just absolutely drooled all over themselves over Bill Clinton. And he won. And then he got a Republican Congress, and we know the rest. Of course, we didn't know all his personal foibles. It took the internet getting big a few years later to find out that he had all sorts of bad things in his personal life. But the point is, when this was coined, it had some validity to it. And if you take it in a vacuum, it still has validity to it. Low information voters, voters who don't get as much information as other people are. Because here's the truth. The more information you have means the more you're politically into this stuff. You're one of the sickos that just follow it all the time, like me. And if you're watching this program, that's probably you too, because you want to learn about culture and politics. Hopefully you like our style of doing it, where we turn down the noise. But nevertheless, you're probably in the very minority of people in America just by watching this program, or if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're reading on the Substack. You're already in the minority. And that's where this gets really tricky. But are the low information voters a minority to start with? Now, the other thing that happens with this is talking heads will say up and down, especially the politicos, like, well, it's not really a pejorative. It's not a bad thing to say low information voters. This is why I think we need to get rid of the term, though, because here's where this leads almost every single time with the politics and the punditry and everything else. In political psychology, there's this thing called right voting. And the theory of it goes, if everybody gets the right amount of information, they will make the right decision. Problem, of course, in politics is that's subjective. So there's really no way to do low information voters without people going, well, if they just knew all the facts, they would vote exactly like I think they need to vote because all the facts point to me being right. And it's really, really hard against human nature for people to steer away from that. So that's one reason we should get rid of it. The other reason we should probably get rid of this term is because it does turn into a pejorative like that. It becomes a bad thing. Are low information voters bad people for being low information? And they're not. They're just busy. We have this joke about Twitter not being real life or social media not being real life. I say that a lot. I use that a lot. But remember, to a lot of Americans, politics isn't real life. It's just something they do every so often. They'll go, they'll vote, they'll move along, and they complain about whoever's in office because that's their God-given right as an American to complain about their government. And that's the extent that they think about politics. They don't do it 24 hours a day. They don't do the news cycle all the time. When it applies to them or something big happens in the world, they tune in. Otherwise, they're busy living their lives. They're raising their children. They're going about their jobs. They're going about their passions and their hobbies. They're just out living their life. That doesn't make them bad people. It also doesn't make them dumb people or stupid people, which is where low information voters go to a lot of the times. That political theory thing we talked about right voting, if you have the right information, well, there's nothing wrong with not caring. Oh, I know. Here's the problem. In the modern political world, people have made everything Armageddon. If you don't vote for my candidate, the world will end. Your candidate is literally Hitler. Your candidate is literally Stalin. You're a communist. You're a fascist. On and on. Everybody goes right to the bone on all this stuff constantly. And yes, there is some really important stuff in our elections, but we overblow it because that's how you get content and clicks and reads and views and ratings. The media, the news media, social media, all media, you have to up the ante over and over and over again. The problem is the ante is only getting upped and upped for that very small majority that eats that up all the time. So now, not only are low information voters not the majority of people that follow politics, there's a huge gulf between the people that follow politics and what we are calling low information voters. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. They're out living their lives. Now, the politicos will scream and pound their chest and go, well, they must care as much as I care. That's probably a good way to get them not to listen to you. Here's the other part of this low information thing, why you need to get rid of it. When we're trying to analyze what's going on in politics, which is really hard. One thing I've started trying to do really, really hard is to put aside what I think and put aside my own priors and biases, which I have and I'm open about, and think about this from the point of view of what used to be called low information voters, because they're not really low information voters. They have exactly as much information as they want. See, the truth is with technology, you have all the information you want anytime you want it. These things right here, cell phones for the podcasting audience that can't see me holding up my cell phone. This means you have the entire depth and breadth of human history and knowledge in the palm of your hand. And with just a couple of pushes of buttons, or in modern age, you can just push a button and ask it to tell you something, and you can find out anything you want to know within a couple of seconds. That's the reality we live in. The thing about the news media now that it applies to low information voters and means that we should just get rid of this term altogether is people have exactly as much information as they want. Let me say that one more time for the folks in the back from Webster County. People have all the information they want. That's just the reality. Information and news media now is a la carte. You can go through your life hearing only exactly what you want to hear. You can just do affirmation all the time and not worry about information. Now, I worry about information. And if you're an audience member of this program and a supporter and somebody that listens to us all the time, so are you, because you wouldn't listen to us otherwise. Because I'm probably going to step on your toes with your priors a lot, because I don't care about your political party. I really don't. I want it to be a healthy party that wants the best for the country and all people, and we can disagree how we get there, but I don't care whether it wins or not or grows or not. I care about the country. I care about people. I don't care about the right. I care about getting it right. These things are hard, and that is a rabbit hole you wind up going down when you don't think about these things the way what we used to call the low information voters do. They got the exact information they want, and politicos, people like me, I'll hold my hand up too, we're even worse because we get the information we want. So unless you make a concerted effort to challenge your own information intake, you're going to wind up being in that minority who wonders why they don't have the quote unquote right information to make the right decision, because they don't care as much as you do. That's a tough spot to be in life. Think about that in a relationship, whether it's a parent-child, a romantic relationship, a business relationship, relationship with your boss. That's tough. A lot of people are applying that to their politics now. If somebody doesn't care as much as you do about a certain issue or a certain candidate, well, there must be something wrong with them. They must be a bad person. And that just ain't so. This low information voter term really needs to go away for all the reasons we just talked about. But among all the others is the word politics, which literally comes from the term affairs of the city or affairs of the state. You're supposed to convince people. another one of those things my dad always said, and I think he was right about it. Good leadership is getting people to do stuff. Great leadership is getting them to be happy about doing it. Fantastic leadership is getting them to think it was their idea in the first place. Politics is always supposed to be about convincing people. Now, in our modern age, it's all about the power and making people do stuff. And that's the trap of using low-information voters, because now they are less than you, and you need to go make them do something. And you cannot. You have to persuade people. Let's be honest about one thing when it comes to voters, low information or otherwise, and hopefully we can get rid of this term and get a better one. If your candidate can't convince people to vote for them, that's not the voter's fault. That's the candidate's fault. Because good leadership is getting people to do stuff. Great leadership's getting them to be happy about it. Great political leadership's getting them to think it was their idea to put you in charge in the first place. Now, we don't get those kind of politicians very often. That's probably why we're getting a string of one-term presidents going. But just consider, when somebody's saying low-information voters, what they're really telling you is something about how they see voters that doesn't agree with them. We need a better term for that, because the idea is to convince people, not make them do things. Otherwise, we've stopped being a representative democracy. And then we start turning into those other things that we accuse people of being, and we should never be in real life.
All the music on Her Tell is provided under a creative content license from MonsterCat.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.